The 1996 murder of JonBenet Ramsey remains an open case on the books of the Boulder, Colorado police and a mainstay on the front pages of supermarket tabloids. Now her father, John Ramsey, is seeking notoriety of another type. He and his wife Patsy and son Burke moved last year to Charlevoix, a small resort town in the northwest part of Michigan. And John Ramsey is seeking the Republican nomination for state representative in the August primary. Linnea Melkarek from Interlochen Public Radio reports.
John Ramsey's campaign office is housed in a strip mall down the row from the local diner, which supplies campaign staff with free coffee whenever they want it. Above the door to the headquarters is a red, white, and blue sign featuring Ramsey's name in a flowing cursive script and a little elephant in the corner signaling his party affiliation. When Ramsey announced his candidacy last month, a couple of protesters showed up. They held up signs implicating John and Patsy in the death of their 6-year-old daughter at their former home in Boulder, Colorado. But John Ramsey says he didn't let them spoil the festive atmosphere.
They call themselves morgues, bent on Ramsey's guilt. And I think there were two of them here out of 200, perhaps, supporters. So those people are going to be around forever because that's their life. And they will never let go of it. We can have the killer caught, tried, and convicted, and they'll still be there. I promise you.
Like many Republicans, John Ramsey believes in gun rights and small government and opposes abortion. He touts his business experience and says if elected, he'll fight for jobs and run government like a business. His candidacy has attracted the national media. The candidate and his wife appeared on the Today Show and CNN's Larry King Live. It's fair to say that these shows don't normally cover candidates for a Michigan House seat. The reason for the attention, of course, is the murder of JonBenet, whose face continues to plaster the covers of tabloid magazines 7 years after her death. John Haggard is the head of the Charlevoix County Republican Party and a friend of the Ramseys. Haggard encouraged Ramsey to run because he thinks the media attention will boost the area's tourism economy.
That notoriety that he has on that is not only good for the district, but for the state, but also, you know, again, for Northwest Michigan, that people may say, I wonder where Northwest Michigan is. I wonder where Sheboygan is. I wonder where Gaylord is. Let's go up and take a look at that.
John Ramsey acknowledges his notoriety is good in some ways. It means people will pay attention to his campaign. The bad part is why they're paying attention. Ed Gallaudet, a summer resident of Charlevoix, is having a Caesar salad with his wife at a downtown oyster bar. The questions surrounding JonBenet's murder are enough to give him pause when asked if he would consider voting for Ramsey.
If the man were fully exonerated, that would be one thing. But to have a dark cloud hanging over his persona because of the death of his daughter, I don't think that's super cool. And I don't think we've ever gotten the whole story, and probably never will.
But comments like Gallaudet's were not common around town. Although the Ramseys have been full-time residents of Charlevoix for less than a year, they've had a summer home there for over a decade. So people know them, and thus questions about their guilt or innocence just don't come up that much. Few residents seem willing to talk about Ramsey's political career, but others wonder why he would choose to step back into the spotlight. Across town at Glenn's Supermarket, Nancy Morton peruses the frozen fish selection.
I'm not sure why Mr. Ramsey would want to put himself on the line politically that way and open himself up to all the public scrutiny. It seems like that would have already happened enough in one's lifetime.
John Ramsey responds to the question of why by saying he wants to use the negative attention and turn it into something positive. He says living in Charlevoix has changed his heart, adding that his family tragedy has given him compassion for other people's misfortunes. He hopes that will come out as he goes door to door asking for votes. For NPR News, I'm Linnea Melkarek.